it's the new millennium, and I feel in terms of all the movements and things that have been going on in the last couple of years, I feel that at least as a country, just on an American level, we are hungry for new language. And I'm trying really hard to find it. I'm really struggling with a lot of ideas that are being tossed around right now, because to me, coming from the background that I come from, so my parents were, they moved through every Black radical movement that from like 1965 through things calmed down for them maybe in the 90s a bit. But we went through some of everything. Black Panthers, Nation of Islam, Hebrew Israelites. My name is Matana because my parents at that moment were Hebrew Israelites. And we all got Hebrew names. And it was very important to them that we had names that didn't represent a slave history. So I grew up in that kind of household, books and records, books and records, books and records, lots of radical thought, lots of radical people running throughout. And I feel, from what I know, from the amazing elders that I know from Chicago, that I feel were running around, the spirit that was running around Chicago during that time had to be so exciting, right? And so I feel that some of the ideas that are being repeated now in terms of like Black Lives Matter and things of that nature, which I'm gonna tell you a bit more about, are kind of jumping back to a language that we've already used. And I think it's important, because I think it's important to honor that language, but it's also creating like this stagnation of smashing too many zones of history together that deserve their own separate ones. And so that's something I'm struggling with. Fresh perspective, engagement, alternative visions of community, teamwork, volunteerism, lively discourse, innovative speech to social change. I got that all from the Guelph brochure. because those are the words that jumped out to me in terms of why I make the kind of work that I make. Again, this is an improvisation, and ideas need space, and artists need to gather. Lively discourse. So I've been doing a lot of different things through music and just as my person. The act of making art is political. The act of just making, the act of wanting to make something out of nothing is political. You don't have to make any sort of overarching political statement. The act of making is political. But for me, I feel a responsibility to say even more. And I think it's important that there are artists that say even more and that there are artists that don't. Because for those of us that say more, we speak enough. Not everyone has to have used their work in any sort of way as a platform. But I do at this point see my work as kind of a platform of which I can speak. Not about, people often want me to speak about some sort of hatred for my country. I have no hatred for my country. My work comes from a really strong love of America. It's warts and all, because I stand here in front of you as a piece of history. The story that I have, all these stories that are coming out of me and that I share through my work, I would not be able to share because I would not have that history. And so I am, even in the most, looking at the most painful parts, looking at the most joyful parts, looking at the most, you know, American history is so f***ed up, right? It's just this constant cyclical repeat of things that you think that we would have learned at this point, right? But no, we gotta do it again. We gotta do it again. You gotta do it again. You gotta do it again. Until we at least learn or at least gain more insight in terms of dealing with different ideas of compassion.